Pediatric Shock by All-Star Medics. Shock is an acute condition in which the body cannot meet the oxygen requirements of tissues, resulting in impaired aerobic metabolism and potential organ failure. There are several types of shock. Hypovolemic shock occurs when there is decreased preload due to volume loss, such as in blood loss, vomiting, burns, or nephrotic syndrome. Cardiogenic shock results from cardiac pump failure due to poor heart function, as seen in congenital heart disease, cardiomyopathy, ischemia, or arrhythmia. Distributive shock involves abnormalities in venous or arterial tone and may result from anaphylaxis, spinal or brainstem injury, or certain drugs. Septic shock arises from bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Obstructive shock results from decreased cardiac output due to mechanical blockage, such as tension pneumothorax, tamponade, pulmonary embolism, or critical coarctation of the aorta. Investigations should be guided by history and examination. Baseline tests include full blood count, differential count, CRP, and ESR. Infectious screening includes urine and blood cultures. Renal function is assessed with urea, creatinine, and electrolytes. Cardiac evaluation includes ECG and echocardiogram and imaging with chest X-ray. Shock is recognized clinically by cold extremities, capillary refill time greater than 3 seconds, and a weak, rapid pulse. Management follows the ABCDE approach. A is airway, stabilize and ensure patency using appropriate adjuncts. If severe angioedema is present, suspect anaphylaxis. B is breathing. Provide high-flow oxygen at 15 liters per minute by mask or 2 liters per minute via nasal catheter. C is circulation. Establish 2 large-bore intravenous lines. If not possible, use intraosseous access. Assess for malnutrition and severe anemia. D is disability. Assess consciousness using the AVPU scale and check random blood sugar, correcting hypoglycemia when present. E is exposure. Check temperature and rashes and weigh the child or estimate weight using standard formulas. For fluid resuscitation, give 10 to 20 milliliters per kilogram of crystalloid, either Ringer's lactate or normal saline, over 5 to 10 minutes. Reassess after each bolus. If respiratory distress develops, stop fluids but keep the line open. If there is no improvement after a total of 40 milliliters per kilogram, prepare for referral or intubation and start inotropes under monitoring. Avoid fluid boluses in cardiogenic cases unless there are clear signs of volume loss. Children with shock not caused by trauma or simple diarrhea should receive broad-spectrum antibiotics within the first hour for suspected sepsis. Further management includes maintaining normothermia between 36 and 37.5 degrees Celsius, correcting low blood sugar with 10% dextrose at 5 milliliters per kilogram and rechecking after 15 minutes, continual reassessment, avoiding blood transfusions unless severe anemia exists, and using inotropes as first line when fluids fail. For inotropes, prepare dopamine or dobutamine by multiplying the child's weight in kilograms by 6 to determine the number of milligrams to add to 100 milliliters of intravenous fluid. 1 milliliter per hour equals 1 microgram per kilogram per minute. For epinephrine and norepinephrine, multiply body weight by 0.6 to determine the milligrams to add to 100 milliliters of fluid. 1 milliliter per hour equals 0.1 microgram per kilogram per minute. Deliver inotropes via central line if possible. In summary, pediatric shock is a medical emergency requiring rapid identification, fluid resuscitation, and continuous reassessment. Avoid overhydration in cardiogenic cases, start inotropes promptly when fluid therapy fails, and administer antibiotics early in suspected sepsis.